Good morning. It's good to celebrate the goodness of God with you this morning, here in person and also online. You have it. The world needs it. What is it? And what are you doing to help the world get it, even though the world as a whole does not know it needs it? Some reflection questions as we worship our great God this morning. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our opening hymn is found on page 10 of the worship bulletin, Rise, Shine, You People. Please stand. Back on page 3, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord God, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless burning and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In His great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you. Please be seated.
On this Sunday after Pentecost, we're reading from Holy
Scripture through the prophet Isaiah, the 56th chapter, where a call of repentance is given to everyone. And if heeded, it comes with great reward. This is what the Lord says: maintain justice and do what is right, for my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. And foreigners who bind themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath without desecrating it, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and give them joy in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The sovereign Lord declares, he who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them besides those already gathered. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Thankfully, God keeps us on a solid foundation by way of His Word. A reading from Holy Scripture, Ephesians 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in His flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Please stand for our gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. May God grant us such a faith as this. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day found on page 11 of our worship bulletin. Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, thankfully, from God our Father, and also through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning, turning back to these words from the prophet Isaiah. For my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. The sovereign Lord declares, He who gathers the exiles of Israel, I will gather still others to them, besides those already gathered. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who thankfully, out of love for us, was willing to come and give of himself so that we could become a part of his family, and not just you and me, but through us lead others to become a part of his family as well. Have you been left out of something? Perhaps as a child, out of a family activity, or during recess, you were left out of an activity that you wanted to be a part of? Or maybe even as an adult, you were left out of some work activity. Maybe it was a fun work activity related to work, or an incident to follow up on at work. Well, it's not a good feeling to be left out. Again, especially if you wanted to be a part of that activity or that incident. Maybe you wanted to be a part of that group, thinking it would boost your standing with others. Maybe we were invited to be a part of that activity or that group, but for not a very good reason, we refuse their invitation. Well, then that's on you and not on the people who invited you. Looking back, maybe it wasn't always the worst thing to be left out. A group that you wanted to be a part of, maybe that group got caught up in doing something illegal, and if you were a part of that group, well, then you would have been part of that illegal activity as they got caught and had to pay the price for their activity. Well, one part of life we don't want to be left out on, and we don't want others to be left out on either, is becoming a part of God's family. Thankfully, you and I who are here today and listening in, we are already a part of God's family, and may that remain to be the case. Yet how many people do you know who are not a part of God's family, either because they have rejected the invitation, or they have not yet heard the invitation, or they once were a part of God's family but decided to leave? God reminds us once again of an important role for our life while we are here on this earth, an important role as part of His family. And that is to help others become a part of it as well. And so today, we focus on this thought, pray for gospel wins. While winning is not everything when it comes to all different aspects of life here on earth, when it comes to this aspect, it's essential. And so, dear friends, pray for gospel wins. God wants His family to grow. And He has given us the means, the ability to make that happen. God does want His family to grow, even though He set aside the nation of Israel to be His special people, setting apart Abraham and his descendants to be the ones from whom the Savior, the human ancestry, would come from. But even though the Lord set aside Abraham and the nation of Israel to be His chosen special people for that specific purpose of carrying out the human line of the Savior, that doesn't mean God only wanted the children of Israel to be a part of His family. It was always the intent that His family would grow beyond Israel. But to help secure that, that Israel would remain his family and that others then could become a part of that Israel family, more so the family of God, God did set barriers around the nation of Israel, including the civil and ceremonial laws, complemented by the written moral law, a summary of the Ten Commandments, the law written in our heart. He did that so that his people would not be corrupted by the heathen neighbors. And so they were to be careful on who they married. They were to be careful on who they did business with, who they hung around with. Because as we see in the pages of Scripture, too often when the Israelites did not heed the Lord's barriers, they became corrupted. And instead of drawing people into the family of God, people were removed from the family of God. God does want his family to grow, and he has provided the way to make that happen. And so pray for gospel winds. Gospel winds have been going on ever since the fall into sin and the announcement of the Savior from sin. Think about some of the people who were not of Israel descent who became a part of the family of God by way of the nation of Israel. Think of the time when the spies were checking out the earthly promised land. Who did God use to help protect those spies? And became a part of the family of God and played a role in salvation, not earning it, but in that line of salvation. Think of Rahab. How about a Moabite woman named Ruth? How about Daniel when he was taken to captivity to that area called Babylon? And he held to his faith. And he witnessed his faith. And years later, who comes to worship the baby Jesus? People from the area where Daniel had been held captive. What a gospel win. The gospel winds on the pages of Scripture are there time and time again. And the gospel winds continue. In fact, you're a gospel wind. Celebrate the goodness of God. That fits with what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, that he wanted to enlarge the tent. It wasn't meant just to be this tiny, tiny group of people for a specific point in time. No, it was always meant through that tiny group of people to enlarge the tent. That's Old Testament. So the desire for God to have his family grow has always been there. And then in the New Testament, Jesus reiterates what was said through the prophet Isaiah, reminding us that how he has other sheep that he wants to bring into the sheep pen to follow him and to be part of his family. That all fits then with that great commission that Jesus has given to his church of all time. Go and make disciples of all nations. Don't sit on your couch and expect them to come to you. Go to their couch and talk up the gospel. Pray for gospel winds. If you're sitting on the couch not praying for gospel winds, then are you really a part of the family of God? Because as James points out, fruits of faith are evident. One of the fruits of faith that is evident is praying at the least for gospel winds. God help us appreciate our own not being left out, but being a part of the family of God. Recognizing that God does have an open door. He wants all people to come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. Now, while he has that open door, he doesn't say, I want you to bring all your false gods and all your false practices through my door. No, there's a check at the door. But I want you here in my family, he says. And so come to a knowledge of his truth, and you will be saved. That salvation then comes through the work of the Spirit. And so as we pray for gospel winds, we realize it is not we who are doing the work, but the Spirit using us, and primarily then the means of grace that comes through our mouth. The gospel in word and sacrament. Those means of grace, simple as they seem to be to our human eye, are very powerful and important and life-giving. The Apostle Paul said, this is why I'm not ashamed of that gospel, because it is the power source of everyone who comes to Christ. And so what may seem insignificant to the world is very significant indeed. So God, help us pray for gospel winds, connecting people to the means of grace, the gospel, so that they can come to that knowledge of truth and be saved. Because it's not the amount of works that we do that earns God's favor. It's not faith in and of itself that earns God's favor. Faith is the receiving organ or hand of the benefits of the salvation that God has won for us for Jesus. And so we have no part in earning God's favor, of earning salvation. I mean, becoming a part of the family of God. That's all God through the Spirit using the means of grace. And so we celebrate the means of grace, the heart of our worship. In fact, that's one of the core elements of our ministry here at St. Mark's, the means of grace. If we lose that, we might as well fold up. So God, help us stay centered on the means of grace. Focusing then on what is at the heart of the means of grace, the gospel. Jesus. And what he has done for us, coming in human flesh, living the perfect life in our stead and taking that perfect life to the cross where he died for all of our sins, including laziness and leaving other people out and forgetting to pray for gospel winds and so on. All that has been forgiven, not so that we can continue to be lazy and forget to pray, but have the incentive all the more to go and pray for gospel winds and talk up the gospel. As Jesus came to this earth in flesh and died the death that we deserve to die and rose again, we see that God indeed does keep his promises. And as his family grows again, we see that God keeps his family, his promises, because his family grows. Even though there are challenges in the church, small c, in the U.S., by the grace of God, thankfully that church, his church, is growing throughout the world. And may that continue to be the case. And that's what the Lord said to the prophet Isaiah. I'm going to enlarge the tent. Pray for gospel winds. And God has given us the means, the ways to make this happen. As he reminds the people through Isaiah, there is a call to repentance. Something needs to change. As we look at what's going on in our world today, would you say, oh, let's just keep the status quo? You can't even go to Fisherman's Wharf anymore without losing your window? Well, that's okay, right? No, it's not okay. Something needs to change. Whether you steal $400 or $900, whatever, it's still stealing. Even if the law says it's okay to steal that much. In God's eyes, it's still stealing. Something needs to change. The heart needs to change. And so the call to repentance. The wake-up calls have always been there throughout history in the pages of Scripture and before us. Storm surges, other natural disasters, wildfires, the way people act, wars and rumors of wars, captivity in the past, captivity taking place today, some of that we're not even aware of, crime, death, disease, you name it. It all reminders that something is not right with this world and that this world is temporary. We're not meant to stay in this world forever. And for those who are in heaven now, by the grace of God, they are celebrating what we are looking forward to. So we don't feel sorry for them. We rejoice for them. While we are saddened, but look forward when we can rejoin them once again. Pray for gospel winds so that can happen. God has laid out the expectations of what he expects. As he says through Isaiah, worship is to be a priority. In other words, give attention to, he says through Isaiah, give attention to that third commandment, to worshiping the Lord, to not despising preaching and his word. And yet, look at how many people are doing just that. And so we need to pray for gospel wins. Part of the expectation the Lord lays out for the people then and still today is not to be active in sin. While he has an open door policy, it's not so that you can keep on sinning, living the life that you are living. If you are living an alternative lifestyle, that needs to change. If you are an alcoholic, that needs to change. Whatever that sin is that has your attention and you are not repentant of, that needs to change. And God has given us the way to change it. Struggling with those things is one thing. Open defiance is another. We're here to help the struggling, and we're here to point out the open defiance. Because we need that ourselves too. Because none of us stands free of sin. None of us stands free from that call to repentance. The Lord also then points out through Isaiah that God's people, the family of God, need to maintain justice. That is, live out his expectations, which are summed up in the commandments. God is very fair, and he is very clear in his expectations, and he's very clear what happens when you don't follow those expectations. Remember the conclusion to the commandments of how families, if they do not carry out the commands of God, how that will have an impact to the third and fourth generations. As people are not being raised up in the church, that has an impact then on the next generation who has not been raised up in the church. And so on and so on. And so we need to pray for gospel wins. That for those who have not been raised up in the church, that somehow they will get connected to become a part of the family of God. God also points out that there is equality in the church. In Christ, there is no male or female, Jew or Greek, slave or free, rich or poor. We're all one in Christ. Now, we have different roles and responsibilities, but none of us can claim that we are better than the other because it's all about Christ. And so in the church, there's no room for bullies, whether you get a big, large check or not. This is not the place for you if you're a bully. If you are a bully, it's a time for repentance. It's a time to realize it's about Christ and his ministry, not our ministry. Pray for gospel wins. There is one common thread that is to unite us, and that is Christ. And on him, then, we build this ministry. Only on him can we move forward. And so what's your role then? Not just praying for gospel wins, but helping the world see what it needs, even though the world as a whole may not see it needs it? Well, stay equipped. Continue to worship regularly. Feeding yourself with the Word of God so that you can better stand up to the threats against the church and the Word. So that you can be a better witness, more confident. And so when it comes to worship, not looking for excuses that will fly and why you need to miss church this week or next week or whatever, but rather looking for opportunities, reasons why I want to go. Some will say, well, I've heard it all before. Well, hear it again. Do you really know it all? If you do, then you must be Jesus, because only Jesus truly knows it all. And let's just say, none of us are Jesus. Pray for gospel wins. Stay connected. Stay active in your prayer life. Stay active in inviting others, as you have the opportunity to do so, to come worship with you, to come to a Bible study with you, to come to a book club with you, to read the Bible in your own home, to come to a connection event. Financially support the work of the gospel. Supporting the opportunity for missionaries to go throughout the world. Right now, a missionary was assigned to the Philippines to partner with the church we're in fellowship with there. God is working. His family is growing. And he's given us the opportunity to be a part of it. And then just live the gospel. The hope and the confidence that God has given to us. Bottom line, stay active. How can we invite somebody to be part of our activity if we're not active in it ourselves? God help us not just pray for gospel wins, but be a part of those gospel wins. Because no, it's not a good feeling to be left out. Thankfully, we are not left out of God's family. And so we continue our efforts in the name of Jesus to help others not be left out as well. To God be the glory as we do just that. Amen. Please stand.
The peace of God which transcends all understanding, guard and
keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith, the Nicene Creed. It's printed out on page 7.
We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look up for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. God be praised for the gospel wins that he accomplishes as we continue to support the ministry here and globally through our offerings. We thank God for such. We pray, Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church, so that it may flourish in all good works. Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith, so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our loved ones.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
Help us patiently endure any chastening and afflictions that you permit to come into our lives, knowing that you are using them in love to prepare us for that joyful communion with you, which is ours for all eternity.
Lord, give us
always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far and bring people into heaven. Life is precious. Thank you for the gift of life able to be celebrated this week as family and friends celebrate a birthday. Lord, as we mourn the death of retired Pastor Ron Waterstrat, continue to be with the Waterstrat family, especially his wife Jeanette, and with all who mourn his passing from this life to the next. While there is mourning, through Jesus there is also tears of joy for him. And while we and what he now has promised and what we look forward to in good time. Well, we know death could come at any time for us, young or old. It still hurts when it happens. So thank you for the peace and the hope you alone have to offer the family and us. Bless the words they and we speak in testimony of your grace and the hope which sustains us through this life. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled our holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Morning again. Just a reminder, Bible study taking place in the church proper. We're looking still at the Gospel of Matthew. We're looking today at chapter 18 and the topic of forgiveness. Sunday school will start in the chapel at 9:15. If you want to join them for the first 15 minutes to sing various songs, you're welcome to do so. Coffee and other refreshments are available there in the lobby. School opening service today at 4 o'clock. So we continue to keep the school in our prayers as it moves forward into another school year, and then the classes begin tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Homer Carson's victory service will be held here at the church on Saturday, September 2nd at 11 a.m. We'll be announcing that again, and then there'll be a lunch following. That's September 2nd. There are multiple Connect events taking place on and off campus in the next few months, so keep an eye on the weekly news and the school main page for those events, ways to invite people, yourself, to come and enjoy. We're definitely, for the community cook-off, looking for chefs who want to compete, their grill expertise, and we are working with the Chamber of Commerce in promoting this event, so we're looking forward to many people the opportunity to connect and share the love of Jesus with on our campus. That's coming up at the end of September, but a lot of plans already, so if you want to volunteer for any one of those CAC events, please talk to Stacy or Suzanne in the church office. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.